Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, July 27th. In the news this morning, overnight ebot prices were December corn up 7 cents, 5.53 and 3 quarters, September wheat up 3 and a half cents at 6.80 and a half, and November beans up 16 and 3 quarter cents at 13.74 and a half. A little bit higher overnight, the crop ratings were a bit friendly, beans down 2%. 58 good to excellent, corn down 1, 64 good to excellent, spring wheat down 2, 9 versus 11 last week. I mean, it just keeps getting worse out there. But Ukraine got the Egyptian tender, so again, demand remains in question out here. Some of the wet conditions in China may be exacerbated by the typhoon that's heading its way. We're not sure. It looks like it'll hit in the next day or two, and that could be causing prices to move a little bit higher here. The weather overall is kind of neutral. It looks like the heat wanes after tomorrow. Then we got a few showers. Some are saying the weather is kind of neutral, but when you look at the raindrops that are out there, I just don't see a whole lot of rain, and I still see heat, you know, stressing this crop today and tomorrow. Now, the weather certainly cools off toward the end of the week. We're going to be in the high 70s, low 80s here in a lot of the Midwest. So we're going to take that out of the equation. But we need more rains out here. So maybe that's what the market's responding to. But it could be a case of, you know, we had a good rally in the beans, almost 40 cents off of yesterday's lows. A good 20 cents off the lows in corn yesterday. So, you know, is that going to be enough in here? I don't know. Could it be what's been typical? When we open lower, we close higher. When we open higher, we close lower, or at least well off the highs. That could be the case here today. If we're going to make our highs, I would imagine we'll make them by 9 o'clock. If we take that out, then I think we could see a strong day out here. Funds are still long 200,000 contracts of corn. I don't see that being a major impact unless we start to head south. The dollar's down 18 ticks, but obviously it didn't help the wheat. We're still at 92.5 cents, which is still too high to attract any real export business out here. It's still dry in Argentina. That could be boosting prices here. The Parana River is historically low levels, making barge traffic pretty tough, so that could be part of it. And I just don't see anything bearish out here for the time being unless we wind up getting good rains the weekend and, you know, the first week in August. And then I would say the market's got a problem. But in the meantime, I think we've got a chance to rally here. And we'll see if we can break the cycle of opening higher and closing on our lows. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.